Celebrate the 4th of July and America's 250th birthday with your friends, family, and neighbors at Barney Schwartz Park in Paso Robles, Saturday, July 4th, starting at 4. Enjoy the Family Fun Zone, live music by Garden Party and Steppin' Out, and a food truck zone all day long until the stunning fireworks show at dark. Parking and admission are free. So come celebrate America at Barney Schwartz Park on July 4th in Paso Robles. Find out more at prcity.com/July 4th. That's prcity.com/July and the number 4.
Looking for a great indoor activity to get moving? Try Uncle Ed's Outfitters Indoor Archery for everyone 7 and over when accompanied by an adult. The new archery range is open 24 hours a day with unlimited access and coded entry for members. Uncle Ed's Outfitters would be happy to rent archery equipment or give you or the family a lesson from a USA Archery certified instructor. Book an hour or a day of indoor archery at Uncle Ed's Tuesday through Saturday from 10 to 6 in the Oak Shopping Center in Atascadero near Guest House Grill.
The Red Scooter Deli with two locations, downtown and on 6th Street in Paso Robles. The downtown location on Pine Street is open 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. on Thursdays now for concerts in the park. Plan your musical enjoyment with a to-go dinner from the downtown Red Scooter Deli. Great deli fresh food delivered throughout Paso Robles, Templeton, the airport area, and wineries. Go to redscooterdeli.com. Don't forget to order your party platters for graduation or Father's Day from the Red Scooter Deli. This June, embrace the flavors of the season at Allegretto Wines in Paso Robles. Enjoy the hot weather seasonal wine flight, a refreshing collection of white and rosé wines perfectly suited for warm afternoons and sun-filled days, featuring five beautifully crafted releases that capture the brightness and elegance of the season. Set against the stunning backdrop of Allegretto Vineyard Resort, it's the perfect place to sip, savor, and unwind. Reserve your tasting experience today. Visit AllegrettoWines.com.
Are you afraid of falling as you age? Decreased muscle mass, bone density, focus, or vision are the determining factors. This is Doris Lance with Healthy Habits. One out of four seniors fall each year, so don't be one of them. Add to your day one or more of these easy exercises. Single leg stands. Use the back of a chair or a countertop for stability. Standing toe raises. And lastly, walk an imaginary tightrope, which is a heel-to-toe foot placement along a wall or a hallway. Keep listening to learn healthy habits from Doris Lance, author, adventurer, and instructor, who reminds you, don't let age change you. Change the way you age.
Sometimes it's what you've been waiting for, and sometimes it's unexpected. You're pregnant. Tree of Life Pregnancy Care Center is here to help. Services include pregnancy tests and ultrasounds, maternity and baby items, post-abortion support, and lots of helpful information. It's all confidential, and it's all free. There's a Tree of Life in San Luis Obispo, Atascadero, and Paso Robles. Visit our website at treeoflifepsc.com or call us at 805-543-6000. That's 805-543-6000. Tree of Life.
Now, KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Wednesday, June 10th, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
Power outage in eastern Paso Robles caused by DUI crash. District Attorney Dan Dow releases five-year data for conviction statistics. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the upper 90s. It's 62 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Solarponics. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is brought to you by Blazin' Bear, helping families and businesses secure their financial freedom. About 1,600 customers were without power in Paso Robles yesterday near Highway 46 East, the airport, and Golden Hill Road. The outage was reported at about 7:30 p.m. and was likely caused by a downed power pole from a DUI crash on Union Road. CHP responded to the incident, saying that it also sparked a small tree fire. Power was eventually restored after 9 p.m. No further information from CHP or PG&D is available at this time. As the 2025-26 school year ends, the Paso Robles Joint Unified School District reminds parents and students they are offering free meals to students throughout the summer. The district says the Summer Meals for Children program helps ensure that young people have access to nutritious foods while school is out of session. Meal services are available in the Downtown City Library, Oak Park, the District Culinary Academy on Golden Hill Road, and Centennial Pool at 12 p.m. through late July, different days of the week. Families are encouraged to take advantage of any of the meal sites, and no registration is required. District Attorney Dan Dow releases five-year data for traffic statistics. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 7:10.
Blazen Bear Insurance Services is dedicated to protecting what matters to help clients achieve their strategic goals and objectives. We guide business owners in the areas of key person, business protection, succession, and estate planning, utilizing a secure online business valuation tool that helps them grow and manage their business. We mentor individuals and families to help them strengthen and protect their financial standing with the appropriate use of various life and disability insurance products. And we work with those approaching retirement who are interested in fixed annuities and planning for long-term care needs. We employ a consultative approach to the insurance planning process, making sure that it aligns with your big picture financial goals and objectives. This is Barry Fisher, Blazen Bear Insurance. You deserve a sound and well-balanced strategy and plan. Call today, 805-635-7200, or visit blazenbear.com. And don't miss our weekly radio show, Protecting What Matters, on KPRL, Tuesday, starting at 12:30 p.m.
KPRL News continues at 7:11. District Attorney Dan Dow released conviction rate data for San Luis Obispo County Superior Court for fiscal years starting in 2020 and going through 2025. The DA's office says felony conviction rates remained remarkably stable and strong over the five-year period, with the five-year range ranging from 81 to 85%. SLO County's performance is higher than the statewide average every single year by almost 10%. The DA's office says the most important goal of a prosecutor is to seek the truth and not secure a conviction, and that the conviction rates represent the integrity, professionalism, and courage of the men and women of the San Luis Obispo County DA's office who stand up every day for crime victims who pursue accountability with both diligence and fairness. The DA's office says they are proud of the results and the ethical framework that produced them. Cal Poly San Luis Obispo recently unveiled the campus's new Madden Football Center in a ribbon-cutting ceremony on June 6th. The facility is named in honor of Cal Poly alumnus, Hall of Fame coach, and iconic broadcaster John Madden. The $45 million project will serve as the new home for Cal Poly football, designed to provide Mustang football with a modern headquarters for training, recovery, nutrition, team development, and program operations. The stadium was made possible through the generosity of donors and supporters. It features a 37,000-square-foot football operations building, which includes a weight room, locker room, student-athlete lounge for studying, outdoor patio, team meeting room, and more. Cal Poly will officially open its 2026 home season on Friday, August 28th, against Idaho. Once again, election results were updated by the Clerk Recorder's Office yesterday evening. In the District 2 supervisor race, James D'Antona continues to lead against Michael Aaron Woody, with the gap between them widening to 886 votes. Jimmy Paulding leads the District 4 race by over 1,300 votes. According to the Clerk Recorder's unprocessed ballots report, about 37,000 votes remain to be counted. The next results are expected tonight by 6 p.m. In sports, Major League Baseball yesterday, the Athletics beat the Brewers 7-5, the Nationals over the Giants 6-3, the Reds beat the Padres 5-3, the Angels over the Astros 10-1, Dodgers beat the Pirates 12-3, the Yankees over the Guardians 3-2. Tonight, the Angels will face the Astros, the Athletics will go against the Brewers, the Dodgers will face the Pirates, the Giants will go against the Nationals, the Padres will face the Reds, the Yankees will go against the Guardians. In California news, Tom Steyer conceded the California gubernatorial candidate race yesterday after it was determined that Steve Hilton received enough votes to advance to the general election. Steyer has officially endorsed Becerra for governor after his resignation. Hilton will face Javier Becerra in November. Governor Gavin Newsom officially issued a proclamation declaring the 2026 general election for November 3rd in the state. Offices include governor, lieutenant governor, secretary of state, Controller, Treasurer, Attorney General, and Insurance Commissioner. A police chase in Modesto led to the death of one person inside their home early yesterday morning. CHP started the pursuit at about 1:20 a.m. when they noticed a car was speeding in the area. During the chase, the vehicle ran a red light and crashed into a home on Tuxford Lane. One person was inside the home and died from the resulting injuries. The victim's name is not yet being released. The driver was identified as 20-year-old Zachariah James Nobel. He was arrested for DUI, manslaughter, evading officers, and driving on a suspended license. Local News was sponsored by Davis Body Shop, with more than 1,200 verified 5-star reviews from North County residents. KPRL News Time is 7:15.
If you ever have an accident, just where do you take your vehicle for top-notch repair? I could tell you, but isn't it better to hear from past Davis Body Shop customers? Here's what Kim M. from Atascadero had to say.
What an amazing team. I could not have asked for better service, and my car looked as good as new when they were finished. Patrick took care of me from day one, always keeping me updated about the process and their speedy timeline. I highly recommend them to all my friends and family. Excellent job.
Scott from Atascadero had this to say.
Great body shop. I was hit by another vehicle and took my truck to Davis. The work was done over a month ago and the repair work still looks great. No hidden problems. The truck left Davis in better condition than before the accident. Thanks to Tim and Patrick for all the extra work. It's really appreciated.
And that's why Davis Body Shop is the largest auto body collision specialist in San Luis Obispo County with two locations. On El Camino Real at Atascadero and on Theater Drive at Paso Chevrolet.
Welcome to the Line on Agriculture Report. This is Lori Boyer for the Ag Information Network. As conflict continues to arise in the Iran war, infrastructure and ports continue to be under attack, posing issues with trade and grain markets. Mike Castle, senior market economist with StoneX, says that the current stakes are high for the ag industry, and if the escalation by the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps continues...
It sounds like the IRGC is in full control of the negotiations. They are the hardliners. They are the ones who are not interested in making a deal, right? They know the pain this is inflicting on the global economy. They know the light that this paints the U.S. in. They feel like they have some leverage from this. And they know that if a deal is made, right, their existence may be in question. And the way that they run the country, the control they have within the country could be in question. So I don't see them really being willing to, you know, make a deal very soon. And it sounds like this may broaden a bit, right? You're hearing the threats to close the, I'll probably butcher the pronunciation here, but on the Red Sea, the Bab al-Mandeb Strait, the Houthis in Yemen, right? We saw this a few years ago. That has a lot of impacts to ag specifically, right? The first ship that got sank by the Houthis a couple years ago was carrying fertilizer going from Saudi Arabia up into Europe. So there are very direct stakes for the ag market itself. And if you did see that happen, if you had not only the Strait of Hormuz closed, but also the Red Sea shipping impacts return,
it would make for an already bad situation getting worse.
Every summer, smart cattle buyers turn to Superior Livestock for volume, quality, and selection. June 16th and 17th, Superior's Corn Belt Classic video auction heads to South Sioux City, Nebraska. More than 70,000 head of calves, yearlings, and bred stock will sell over two big days. See every lot in high-quality video and bid online from anywhere. Register today at SuperiorLivestock.com. Superior Livestock has been a leader in livestock marketing for nearly 40 years. Don't miss the Corn Belt Classic, June 16th and 17th.
For the last 40 years, the Ag Information Network has been the source of news for farmers and ranchers. Yet we have never seen such an assault on farming and our food supply as we do today. From fuel to fertilizer, farmers are facing unprecedented economic challenges. This is why agriculture news that farmers receive comes from the Ag Information Network, reaching coast to coast. Deep roots in farming and decades of reporting, the Ag Information Network, trusted and transparent journalism for generations.
For the Ag Information Network, I'm Lori Boyer.
Hello, KPRL listeners. This is Aaron Hunt at Shadow Run Vineyards, inviting you to take a drive in the countryside out to Creston and taste wine at our ranch, vineyard, and winery. Shadow Run is located on La Ponza Road between the 41 and 58. We're open Friday through Sunday, 11 to 5, no appointment required. Mention KPRL for a free tasting with the winemaker for you and your party. Hope to see you soon.
Applause Children's Theater seeks to bring an opportunity to perform in Broadway musicals to the youth in the community. They believe all kids deserve to be on stage and all who audition are cast in the show. Find out more about Applause Children's Theater and sponsor a child or show. The performances are at the Christian Life Center on Oak Street in Paso Robles. They hope to have their own building someday. AplauseChildrensTheater.com.
KPRL News continues at 7:20. Food and Farm News brought to you by Attorney Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corporation, a tax lawyer who does comprehensive estate planning for families, businesses, and farms interested in tax reduction and asset protection. Using pressure chambers, commonly called pressure bombs, has been compared to taking the blood pressure of a plant to tell how stressed for water it is. The technique has been around since the 1970s, but it's been slow to catch on. A survey by the California Department of Food and Agriculture in the early 2020s found pressure bombs were used at only about 16% of crops. Now, as farmers face more pressure from electrical rates, the Sustainable Groundwater Management Act, and overall water availability, growers said pressure bombs can help farms better steward their water. San Joaquin County walnut farmer Richard Thompson has been a longtime fan of using pressure bombs to schedule irrigations. "I won't do too much irrigation until I know I can get a good reading with the pressure bomb," Thompson said. Not only does the device help him avoid under or overwatering his trees, but it also helps to time irrigations to PG&D cheaper off-week weekend periods. Food and Farm News brought to you by Attorney Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corporation, estate planning in Morro Bay. Go to lawnews.tv. Traffic report brought to you by Matt Smoggin Car Care at 834 Paso Robles Street, Paso Robles. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Wednesday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic brought to you by Matt Smoggin Car Care in Paso Robles. Weather brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton. When it comes to insurance, you need the proper coverage for a reasonable price. Whether it's home, auto, life, or business, call Kevin Hunt Insurance at 434-3276. Sunny today with highs in the upper 90s, north-northwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight, lows in the upper 50s, northwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Sunny skies tomorrow, highs in the low 90s, southwest winds at 15 to 25 miles per hour. Extended forecast is sunny on Friday, continuing into the weekend and Wednesday next week. Low 90s Friday, upper 80s on Saturday, mid 80s Sunday, upper 80s on Monday and Tuesday, 83 a week from today. Currently, it is 63 degrees and sunny in Paso Robles. Weather was brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton. Kevin Hunt will find the coverage you need for your home, life, health, and boat. Call Kevin Hunt Insurance at 434-3276 or stop by 105 South Main Street, Templeton. KPRL News Time is 7:22.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Elizabeth McDonald, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks open sharply lower with more tech selling and investors moving cautiously after renewed Iran conflict tensions. Oracle reports earnings after the Wall Street close. It opened down 3%. Robinhood Markets, known for serving meme stock traders, says it's been approved to serve as an underwriter for stock launches. Robinhood shares opened up more than 3%. Cracker Barrel Old Country store shares opened 25% higher. The restaurant chain is showing signs of turning around. It made a profit in the recent quarter and is raising its outlook for the year. Shares of Casey's General Store up 11%. The convenience store chain reported a higher profit and revenue for the recent quarter. It was helped by pizza sales and non-alcoholic beverages. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Cosolda, invested in you.
Most investments today feel like second jobs. Real estate? You're a landlord. Stocks? You're a day trader. Crypto? You're a full-time researcher. You've got a life to live. Your investment should help you live it. That's why more Americans are choosing gold. Noble Gold has helped thousands protect their future with real physical gold. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com to get your free wealth protection kit. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
When it comes to selling your home in the North County, one agent can only do so much.
That's why we show up as a team.
I'm Seth Peek.
And I'm Karen Peek.
And we're the Peek team.
And equal partners in every sale.
Pricing, marketing, negotiations.
We both do it all.
Two professionals reviewing every detail.
Two voices advocating for you at every step.
We tag team the work.
So nothing gets missed.
One mission.
Sell your home with minimized headaches.
We're the Peek team.
At Peek Realty.
And we work together for you.
Thinking about selling your home in North County? Reach the Peek team at Peek Realty. Just Google Peek Realty. That's P-E-E-K Realty. The Peek team at Peek Realty live wonderfully on the Central Coast.
DRE number 021-99910.
I am Central Coast Attorney Dave Derringer, and I believe in faith, family, and freedom. Without faith and family, there is no freedom. So the mission of my law firm, Protective Law Corporation in Morro Bay, is to help families grow family power by transmitting life, fortune, and honor to descendants. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all trusts are not created equal, that they are endowed by their creator with certain alienable rights, that among these are powers to defer, avoid, or shift taxation, to shelter assets from creditors, that to secure these rights, trusts are created by me. If you are serious about asset protection and family protection, call me, Dave Derringer of Protective Law Corp in Morro Bay. Dial 805-225-5105 or just click on my phone number at lawnews.tv. Again, lawnews.tv, LAWNEWS.TV.
Your summer plans just got a cash upgrade. It's Beach Bucks Bonanza every Thursday in June at Tatchy. From 5 p.m. to 7 p.m., four winners every hour can score up to $1,500 in Tatchy cash. Whoa! Or up to $5,000 cash in a gas certificate. Right. Then at 8 p.m., one guest could win up to $25,000 cash. Play slots and table games to earn entries and make your summer pay you back. Beach Bucks Bonanza only at the Tatchy Palace Casino Resort. Ha-ha!
When you need a plumber, chances are you need one right away. That's why Red's On-Time Plumbing is available 24/7 with same-day service. Red's On-Time Plumbing has a 5-star rating on Google. Get a great plumber and quick. If you're planning a project, Red's has convenient online booking and always gives free estimates. Ask about a $1,000 SoCal rebate on high-efficiency tankless water heaters. Schedule now at ontimeplumbingpro.com or call Red's On-Time Plumbing at 805-466-6188.
That means it's my turn. All righty, email into the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com. As we're ready for freedom of speech, which is brought to you by Glenn's Repair and Rental, they have been at their same location since 1968. All right. Call or text 238-5775-238-KPRL on this Wednesday edition here on The Right Choice.
Spent a week in Houston and watched it rain. Spent a day in Dallas, missing planes. And it sure was cold up in Montreal. I thought of
KPRL.
Should have called
the Morning Exchange.
All righty, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, all things Central Coast with Eric in for Karen on Sound Off this afternoon. Here on The Right Choice, let's see here. What came in? Email. Let's see here. Jet skis. Oh. Kevin, where in Florida did you go jet skiing, or was it wave runners, and did you like it? I forget what they were called, jet skis or wave runners, and I don't know the difference. Yeah, my brother and I would go every year when we go down. We do two things to visit my mom and dad because they lived just across the street from St. John's. It's John's Pass and that goes out into the Gulf of Mexico. That's near Madeira Beach. I enjoyed it, but 45 minutes, that's fine. I'm done after that and stuff like that, but it's kind of cool. I just make sure you watch out for the manatees down there, because there's some knuckleheads that they don't care about that, just jerks. All right, let's see here. And yeah, and again, I don't know what the difference is between a jet ski or a wave runner, to tell you the truth. Couldn't tell you. Chris, do you know the difference between?
None.
Okay. You ever been on one?
No, I haven't been on either.
Okay. They're, again, they are fun, but again.
They look fun, yeah.
No, they are. And it's amazing to watch some of these people who are really good at it. But you know, hitting the wave, even in the Gulf, because from time to time they get some pretty nice little swells there in the waves and stuff, particularly when you're coming in the inlet there from John's Pass and all the other boats and stuff. And it's yeah, you can get a little air out of the water, so to speak. All right, let's see here. What do we have? Maybe some good news. I don't know. San Francisco, the voters have rejected a tax hike targeting large corporations. And from what I've read, even though this was supported by labor unions, and because there is a fear of more job losses. Imagine that. Somebody actually thinking for a time, because this kind of, I'm not going to say coincides, but we've brought this up several times here in the last year or two. If you remember the minimum wage increase in Los Angeles for hotel workers, the industry, and that's just in one area, because we've told you about the statewide, we're over, what was it, 16,000, I think, the fast food workers, they gone. And so with this push in Los Angeles County, they have the steepest rate in decades as far as getting rid of jobs, because of the push by the local governments, or, you know, I don't know if it's city council or the supervisors. So it's having an impact on this industry greatly. And the industry leaders have, you know, told the people in charge, look, this is what we're going to have to do. Apparently they don't care. They don't care. So it'll be interesting to see what happens when the Olympics come to Los Angeles, what kind of clown show is going to take place there regarding that. So, all right, folks. Chris, do you know what a dirty soda is?
I thought it was one that has, I think, it's either ice cream or alcohol or cream. It's one of those three.
Well, let me see. It's a dirty soda drinks are everywhere, but doctors are warning of health risks. Metabolic disaster. Okay. It's the latest beverage trend, and they're saying it's far from clean. And known as a dirty soda, it's a soft drink that also includes a combination of added ingredients such as flavored syrups, creamers, fruit juices, and other garnishes.
So I got the cream part right. Okay.
All right. So the result is a sweet beverage. Sounds sweet.
Why would you need to add more sweetness to a soda?
I don't know. Let me see. The result is a sweet beverage that's a combination of soda, mocktail, and dessert.
Hey, mocktail.
So what are those, you know, when you talk about why would you need to add all, you know, the whatever, the sugars and stuff?
Yes.
What is Red Bull?
An energy drink.
Okay, and that's loaded with?
Sugar, caffeine.
Okay. And that is that the, would that be equivalent to people, the same as people who drink coffee?
I don't know.
Okay.
I'm not a caffeine person, so I wouldn't know the equivalent.
I'm not either, so I have no idea, and I've never heard of the dirty sodas. But anyway, so the American Heart Association, and again, doctors in general, are warning people, and it's they're not saying fatal, but it says the drinks are most dangerous for those with insulin resistance, pre-diabetes, or diabetes. So I guess is buyer beware, buyer beware. And again, my assumption would be that this is probably among the younger crowd. I don't know because I don't drink sodas, so anything like that. And what's kind of funny about this, and I don't know why, I guess I'm being a stereotype here, is that this this trend originated in Utah at a specialty soda shop. It's Swig, reportedly due to the people in the Mormon faith seeking an alternative to coffee. The drink was then popularized by social media TV shows, and such as, I didn't know this, The Secret Lives of Mormon Wives. Okay, first I've heard of it. But anyway, so heed the warning that there could be some issues with those. But it goes back to something earlier that I mentioned about when we talk about the cost of so many things here in the United States that the citizens bring upon themselves. And then they rely on government, meaning taxpayer assistance, to take care of the because of the decisions we make. And it's more than just the usual drugs, alcohol, and whatever things. It's many issues. Okay, so this is another one. You put things in, it's not good. Okay, so want to get back to this. I tried to find out what the California, the Paso Robles School District spends on yearly basis to feed kids. I couldn't find that, but there is a California Universal Meals Program, and it provides free breakfast and lunch to all public TK through 12 students every school day at zero direct cost to families. And this program is funded by a combination of federal reimbursements and over $2 billion from the state budget. Now, the schools are reimbursed up to the federal fee rate plus an additional state supplement to cover costs of local food and labor costs. So when I saw this, I said, the reimbursement. So if we expand the program and we don't ask questions, we'll get more, right? I'm just assuming. I don't know how it works. If there's a tally at the end of the day, because remember, there is no registration required for this, according to the release from the Paso Robles School District. Now, also, again, I like to look at words. With many families relying on school meals. So we have built an institution where we're going to make sure that they rely on us. Because when you rely on us, we can expand and you need us. Isn't that similar to what some political party may do? We'll give you this. You have to rely on us. So you will abide and make sure that you follow our laws and rules and so forth. So, again, the no registration is required. So is there a track of how many people show up daily? Or how does that work? And then they get the reimbursement. And again, this says this program is intended to help ensure that young people continue to have access to nutritious meals while school is out. I don't know what kind of a society we're living in anymore. I really don't. I can't comprehend it. Simply can't comprehend it. All right, 238-5775, 238-KPRL. Okay, the difference is just the brand. I don't know what that is. Would that means, Chris, do you know what that means?
Well, were you talking about brands earlier for something?
I don't know. Does this have to do with the dirty soda?
I don't know any dirty soda brands. But if you're talking about energy drinks, then there's several different brands.
Okay. Let's see here. Added sugar. Look up the trend of people eating pineapple spears soaked in Kool-Aid. Basically, it's a way to capture EBT money since it's considered a prepared food. I'm assuming this text is all in one because I can't make sense of it. Added sugar. All right. Well, again, buyer beware. If you like it, you like it. Sometimes that's an age thing. You know, like, you know, from time to time we brought up some of the things that we used to eat. I know this for a fact because I tried it a couple of years ago. I found a little package of what are those Cocoa Puffs? You know, Chris, those chocolate things.
Yeah, cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs.
Right, and I loved those as a kid. As a matter of fact, it was down in Florida when I did this. My brother and I were out shopping, and I said, "Oh man," I said, "I'm going to try it."
Got a craving for Cocoa Puffs.
Well, it didn't have a craving for me. The next day, I was down and out for about maybe 45 minutes. Did not sit well at all. Hi, good morning.
Good morning, Kevin. They're creating dependence for these kids and their families. And I think it's by design. And I'm not going to say it's at the local level, but the state level, however they pass this stuff. But when you get these young people, and I don't know how many of these families, you got to think about this, how many of these families could afford to purchase a lunch at school? But when you say, hey, it's free across the board, you're creating dependence. You're getting people used to taking something that they think is for free for nothing that they have to do. And this is, to me, in my humble opinion, is a ploy to get people used to getting stuff from the state. And just like you were talking about earlier, it lends itself to more control over your life. When somebody does something for you like this and you partake of it, they have greater control. And one of the things you hear, and I'll be quiet after this, one of the things you hear a lot in the education system is that parents don't do what they're supposed to. So guess what? We in education have to pick up the slack. I reject that. I reject that completely, but that is the mentality. I've heard that over and over throughout the years. Well, parents aren't supposed, they're not doing what they're supposed to be doing, so we, education, pick up the slack. And it's insidious, if you ask me, if you ask my opinion.
Well, you know, one of the dangers in that is that they're thinking that they're becoming gods or the parents, and they may not like the way parents are doing some things. Now, we all know that not every parent prepares their kids I'll just say the right way, whatever that means, but I think we may have somewhat of an agreement on that. But the other thing, and it goes back to something that I brought up last hour, and I have for many years on this, then why don't, in education especially, or government, since they care so much about us, start telling people, hey, look, you know what? It's not our responsibility to feed your child. If you want to have a child, or if you are thinking about having a family, you need to start preparing now because we're not paying for it. But why is a society, or are we afraid to do that?
I don't know. I think that it comes back to people want to feel good about themselves. I think that, it goes back to, I think that there's that opportunity to imprint on people, if you want to use the word, lack of a better term, their agenda on things. And I think that's what's really weird about it, because I've asked myself that question over the years too. It's like, why, it's, Kevin, if you're raising your kid and I have my kid, I have no interest. I'd like to see your kid do well, but I have no interest in raising your kid. There is a strong interest, in my humble opinion, in education, people wanting to direct these kids. And I'm going, why would you want to, I'm not very smart, so you add two and two together, there's got to be an agenda.
Well, there is, and this is, but they dress it up, again, I think, they dress it up as, well, we really care about them. So,
right.
You know, and we have the degree, and we know best, and so this is what we're going to do and suggest. So we're gonna reel you in with the breakfast and then the lunch. again, you know, I've scratched my head, and lucky I have a full head of hair still, is what parent would not be embarrassed to not be able to feed their own child?
That's the key right there. That's the key, is that I think if parents really understood what they're potentially giving up in stewardship over their children, they would probably wake up a little bit. You know, we hear about all the things that go on, just some things that are pushed in school, and people disagree about, you know, going back to the yearbook thing, and people, you know, uproar a little bit. If they really understood what was going on, they probably would wake up, but I don't know. It might be comfortable for a lot of people just to go, you know what, if my kid's getting fed and they got a place to go, then I'm good with it. I can kind of go do my thing and not worry about it. But you're right. You know, until parents wake up,
well, okay,
they continue to go on.
All right. So I guess one of the things that many things that irk me is, has anybody looked at these parents directly and said, why do you think that the taxpayers should feed your children? Can you please tell me where your priorities are in your home? Where is the money going?
You couldn't do that. People, again, going back, kind of going back to that question you had, I think also people, again, they want to see themselves as a nice person. They don't want to say anything that rocks the boat. And this is one of the reasons that we're in this situation. You talk about it just about every day. Why don't we say something to people like we do in our everyday lives? We say it to our children. We say it to our friends, people that are close to us. Hey, why are you doing things like that? It's not productive. They don't want to say that. I don't know why they don't think it's their place. And I think that's one of the reasons you have so many problems in education, because you can't square up the real issues that are going on. It's like, because you're seen as cruel, mean, and, you know, everybody has a sad song and a story, and you have to, you know, kind of adhere to that and kind of play off of that. You're absolutely correct. I don't know why people don't want to do it.
I think it's cruel that somebody would, and I use this deliberately, I think it's cruel that somebody would deliberately manipulate somebody into relying on somebody else.
Right.
I mean, I realize that, you know, we rely on some friends and family, you know, but you're now relying on the system. And so I'm depriving you of your independence because I'm not a nice person.
Right. You just hit it on the head. That's what happens down the road with these people. That you're, what's that whole that one thing they used to say, you know, give somebody a fish and or teach them to fish, and then that's the whole thing. It's dependence, and I guess for the exchange of feeling good about yourself, you might sell out someone having some independence down the road because you want to feel good. Well, look what we did here. And I think what one of the things that people have to be very careful about, too, is the soft bigotry of low expectations, is that you get in these schools, and depending on the kid's background or whatnot, people want to feel good about themselves for, you know, they helped this kid, and they might be, you know, I'm just using the vernacular of the day, socioeconomically disadvantaged, and so I'm gonna help them when they should be helping themselves. And what they've done is they've hindered that kid because that kid has not learned how to do it on their own. But they think they feel real good about themselves because they helped that kid cut a corner or gave him a break here, gave him a break there. But that kid is not learning how to deal with things themselves. And those people will never see the damage they're doing that kid because they sold out to feeling good about themselves because look what I did for this kid.
Right. You know, and I don't know if you can change a person's personality, but I would think that they might feel better about themselves if they were able to cut the umbilical cord on that kid so they can be independent and grow more instead of being dependent.
You would think.
All right. I'm up against the clock, but I appreciate the call.
Have a good one.
Thank you. You too. Going to exit stage left.
Local news update brought to you by Stifel Investment Services.
District Attorney Dan Dow released conviction rate data for the San Luis Obispo County Superior Court office for the past 5 years. The five-year range was about 81 to 86%, higher than the statewide average every single year by almost 10%. The DA's office says this represents the courage, integrity, and professionalism of men and women in their office. As the school year ends, the Paso Robles Joint Unified School District reminds parents and students they are offering free meals to students throughout the summer. The district says summer meals for the children program will be offered at the Downtown City Park, Oak Park, Culinary Academy, and Centennial Pool through late July. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the upper 80s. It's 64 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero, the best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care, all your vehicle needs, everything you want.
Fox News, I'm Therese Crowley. President Trump tells Fox Iran had a chance to sign a deal and survive, and posting now they'll have to pay the price. After three waves of U.S. retaliatory strikes and the harrowing story of Iran downing an Army Apache helicopter.
President Trump tells Fox News that the Iranian drone lodged in between the two pilots in this helicopter. They were flying very low. And so these pilots were trying to take down the helicopter with the drone lodged into this gunship without it exploding.
Fox Trey Yangston in Tel Aviv says President Trump told him he's close to ordering more strikes against Iran's bridges and power plants. Maine primary voters picked Democrat Graham Plattner to take on Senator Susan Collins despite his Nazi tattoo and trouble with women. Consumer price index for May coming in hot as expected, up 0.5%, 4.2% for the year. America's listening to Fox News.
Well, Rich London, it's spring. If I need a mattress, why should I spring into the mattress specialist?
If you look around, you're going to see mattresses everywhere in this store.
We're talking to Rich London, the mattress specialist.
They are stacked up almost to the ceiling, and I'm not kidding. And they're all on sale right now because I've got too much stock and I need to move it. So come on down quick and save big.
Enjoy the special springtime savings at the mattress specialist at 13th and Riverside in Paso Robles.
You wanted to be in the...
See here, a computer is a little goofy. Just a kind of reminder for next hour's freedom of speech. We got a lot of texts came in regarding this issue, so should be fun.
North County weather.
All righty, it's brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Lots of sunshine today. Get ready and make sure you're hydrated and the animals are as well. Highs in the upper 90s, clear tonight. Overnight lows in the upper 50s. We'll cool down a little bit to the low 90s on your Thursday. As we head out to the weekend, temperatures should be in the low 90s on Friday, upper 80s on Saturday, mid-80s Sunday, Monday upper 80s, and Tuesday of next week, and then low 80s a week from today. Today's UV index will be 10, up and down, 5:47 a.m., 8:19 p.m. We are at 66 already. Weather was brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Go online, hutchheatingandair.com. Community Calendar is brought to you by the good folks at Spirit of Paso Robles Restaurant in the delightful River Oaks community. All right, once again, a reminder, the volunteers are needed for the fabulous 4th of July celebration as the city of Paso Robles, let's see here, 250th anniversary. So they need about 25 volunteers, and you will be rewarded, by the way. Volunteer shifts are 2 hours each with positions including lake monitor, parking attendant, and access control monitor. And again, you will be rewarded with some commemorative T-shirts, a meal voucher, and stuff. So contact the city for that thing. And speaking of celebrations, America 250, celebrating 250 years of freedom, food, freedom, and community. This is the Republican Party of San Luis Obispo. They're having their big to-do on Sunday, June 28th at the Templeton Park from 11 until 3. Tri-tip barbecue, and of course you have to have hot dogs. You'll meet some local Republican officials and patriotic remarks by District Attorney Dan Dow. So it's coming up. It's coming up. Get ready. Community Calendar was brought to you by Spirit of Paso Robles, lunch every day, brunch on the weekends, and dinner Wednesday through Sunday. Just about 5 minutes away from 8 at the Right Choice, KPRL.
Happy.
birthdays and anniversaries brought to you by Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry. I think I'll write a little song there and do a little karaoke with that. Let's see, why am I looking at the person who went to the top of the page? I was getting ready to read about him. Okay, let's see here. What is today? Wednesday. So our local celebrities include B. Stanley, Rachel Magyar, Joyce Herman, Doug Barth, Harvey Carlin, Roxanne Karshner, Dave and Danae Boggs. Very interesting. Dave and Leslie Michalovic, close enough. Donna and Mike McConnell, Jim and Carolyn Minnis, Greg and Steph Lamas, and John and Lisa Christensen. All right, on my right-hand side, here are some folks I know you've heard of. The award-winning actress from Gone with the Wind, Hattie McDaniel, 1895-1952. The Oscar-winning composer, Frederick Lowe, 1904-1988. The Howlin' Wolf, blues guy, 1910-1976. Saul Bellow, 1915-2005. My mom's second favorite singer. Her first was Ella Fitzgerald. Her second was Judy Garland in 1922-1969. Also, let's see. Where do we go here? The Flea, F. Lee Bailey, 1933-2021. Ken Singleton, outstanding baseball player and a great announcer, 1947. Dan Fouts, overrated Hall of Famer. Ken Anderson was better, 1951. Onward we go on the list. Andrew Stevens, the actor, 1955. The Timothy Van Patten director. Let's see here. This list today is a little goofy looking here. Doug McKean from whatever, 1966. On Faith Evans, a singer, 1973. Pokey Reese, he wasn't a bad infielder, primarily with the Reds, 1973. On So We Go is Tara Lipinski, the figure skater, 1982. Joey Zimmerman, the actor, 1986. Kate Upton, whatever she does, I've heard the name, 1992. And everybody's favorite first daughter, Sasha Obama, the youngest one. She was born in 2001. Passing away on this day, good riddance. Ted Kaczynski, 2023. The Mr. Hockey, Gordie Howe, 2016. The Genius, Ray Charles, 2004. John Gotti, he gone, 2002. Louis L'Amour, 1988. Jack Johnson, the first black heavyweight boxing champion, 1946. Joe Van Fleet, the actress, 1996. Spencer Tracy died in 1967. My goodness. And who else do we have? That's it. All right. Going to the top of the list today, ladies and gentlemen, out of Mount Vernon High School in New York. It's loaded with a lot of talent, primarily basketball players, but he ended up having a very, very solid baseball career. How about this? Lifetime, 282, over 2,000 hits, over 240 home runs, over 1,000 RBIs, solid guy, three-time All-Star, World Series champion, Roberto Clemente Award, and as I mentioned, a great baseball announcer, the one and only Ken Singleton goes to the top.
Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage in Paso Robles. Big or small, they store it all. About 1,600 customers were without power in Paso Robles yesterday near Highway 46 East, the airport, and Golden Hill Road. The outage was reported at about 7:30 p.m. and was likely caused by a downed power line pole from a DUI crash on Creston Road. Once again, election results were updated by the clerk recorder's office yesterday evening. In the District 2 supervisor race, James D'Antona continues to lead against Michael Aaron Woody, with a slightly widening gap. Jimmy Paulding also continues to lead the District 4 race. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the upper 90s. It's 65 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage, marsmegastorage.com.
Ken Singleton still ranks among the Orioles' all-time leaders in numerous offensive statistics. In 79, he finished second to Don Baylor in the MVP, and he was third in 1977 behind Al Cowens and the winner, Rod Carew. Again, a very consistent baseball player for many years, Ken Singleton. This hour of the Morning Exchange brought to you by Solarponics. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics.
You You're listening to the North County's choice for local news and Sound Off 1230 till 2, KPRL, Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero.